Good morning. This is VOA's Africa in Brief. Today is Monday, May 29th. I am Chinua Adofo in Washington. Saudi Arabia and the United States have called for the extension of a ceasefire deal in Sudan. The African Union transition mission is to step up training of Somali security forces on child protection in armed conflict situations. When war engulfed Sudan's capital last month, it quickly spread to the Western Darfur region, reigniting an old conflict. Angela Johnson of Reuters reports.
Sudan's health ministry says more than 500 people have been killed in the city of about 500,000. At least 90,000 refugees have fled across the border into Chad. Witnesses say the city's markets, power grid, and medical facilities have all been razed. It's estimated that 250,000 in the state have been internally displaced.
That's Angela Johnston of Reuters, and this is VOA's Africa in Brief. German lawmakers have given a go-ahead for the country's troops in Mali to stay for another year to bring its involvement in UN military mission to an orderly end. A new report by Ugandan Human Rights Commission says hundreds of people died of hunger in the eastern part of the country. Magume Davis Warachingi has more from Kampala.
Ruth Sechindi, the director for monitoring and inspections, says famine in the area was mainly caused by prolonged droughts in the area.
Those that were mainly affected were single mothers, child-headed homes. We noted that the elderly were greatly affected. The statistics were really disheartening when the district sent in the reports based on the people who had died.
At least 40% of the population in the Karamoja region, or some 500,000 people, were facing high levels of acute food insecurity according to the 2022 Integrated Food Security Phase classification. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala.
And this is VOA's Africa in Brief. Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi has once again criticized a partnership with leading diamond producer De Beers. From Gaborone, Nkondisi Dube has the details.
President Masisi reiterated his government is pushing for a larger share of rough diamonds mined in a joint venture with De Beers.
Our agreement with De Beers is very limiting to us. At the time we signed the agreement, we did not know much about diamond mining. If it means losing elections through this issue, let it be.
Botswana will hold general elections next year. Masisi says Botswana is prepared to walk away from the long-standing arrangement with De Beers if nothing favorable comes out of the current negotiations. Belgium-based diamond expert Hans Miquette says Botswana's continued threats to pull out of the De Beers deal has made the industry nervous. For VOA, this is Mkondisi Dube in Gaborone.
Art from across Africa is on display in a newly renovated gallery at the Denver Art Museum in the U.S. state of Colorado. VOA's Scott Stearns reports.
The new Arts of Africa Gallery at the Denver Art Museum mixes historic and contemporary designs, showcasing a collection of masks in ways truer to their cultural roles, says museum fellow Adekunle Adeniji.
It's a part of the society. It's a functional object which sometimes has like historical and spiritual and undertones.
The gallery recently reopened after renovation. Brightening its new look is a painting by Nigerian artist Moyo Ogundipe. Adeniji says organizers are looking for interesting vibes in the gallery, which plays contemporary Afrobeat music in the background. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Denver.
Gama, the artist's first multimedia platform providing creative and business services across all artistic and commercial formats, today announced its expanding operations into the important emerging markets of Africa. Leading the efforts is music industry veteran Sifon Dlamini as president. International supermodel and UN Commonwealth Ambassador Naomi Campbell is named special advisor. The African operation will be based in Lagos, Nigeria. 30 elderly women kidnapped by separatists in Cameroon's restive Anglophone region a week ago after protesting against taxes levied by them have been freed, a government official told AFP Saturday. Somalia's government and federal lawmakers said Sunday that direct universal suffrage will be introduced with local elections set for May 2024. The move follows a pledge by President Sheikh Mohamed in March to end a complex indirect system in place since 1969. And that's it for VOA's Africa in Brief.